Shabbos, Perek Tesvav, Mishneh Gimel. Mekaflin es hakelim afilo arba v'chamisha palm. A person is allowed to fold his garments even four or five times. Now the Rav says they were dealing with conditions here. Number one, it's one person folding. Number two is we're dealing with folds that are done with brand new garments. Number three, that they're white garments, because colored garments, it's misakin the garment. And number four, it has to be that this is the only garment that the person can wear that day. And these are the four conditions that are needed. Now, the reason that this is usher, as we've explained, is because it's nirik misakin man. It's almost like you're fixing something, similar to tefilas kalim, like the Mefarshim explained. Umatzina samitos, and you can make beds, putting on new linen, milele Shabbos l'Shabbos. You're allowed to do it from the night of Shabbos to prepare for the next day, which is Shabbos, the day of Shabbos, because it's all considered one day. Avalo mi Shabbos l'moitzoy Shabbos. One is not allowed to prepare on Shabbos for after Shabbos, because you're being tereach on Shabbos to prepare from Shabbos to Chol, and that's Aser. Rabbi Shmuel omer mekaplen es hakelim umatzian es hamitos miyom hakipurim l'Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel says that Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Kippur, therefore you're allowed to fold clothing, meaning to prepare, umatzian es hamitos, and also to prepare beds, miyom hakipurim l'Shabbos. So you're allowed to prepare beds from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, because Shabbos is more chomer, and you're allowed to prepare for something that's more kal, which is Yom Kippur, because if one does malacha on Yom Kippur, so he's chayiv kares, mashen ken Shabbos. If a person does malacha on Shabbos, he's chayiv skilo. V'chelvei Shabbos kraven biyom kippurim. And similarly, by karbonos, the fats were burnt, not just the day of the karbon, but they can be burnt the night afterwards as well. So if you had a karbon that was a karbon of Shabbos, you would be able to burn the fats of that Shabbos. If Matzei Shabbos ended up being Yom Kippur, you can burn it Matzei Shabbos on Yom Kippur. But what the Mishnah doesn't have, but what Rabbi Shmuel did hold, that Chel ve Yom Kippur cannot be craven on Shabbos, which means that if Yom Kippur fell out Erev Shabbos, so on Friday's Yom Kippur, so the night of Yom Kippur, the karbanos that are brought on Yom Kippur, l'chara one would be able to be makriv the fats at night, would be able to burn the fats at night on Shabbos. The Torah says he can't because Shabbos is more chomer. Rabbi Kiva omer loy shel Shabbos kreiv miyom kippurim velo shel yom kippurim kreiv mishabbos. Rabbi Kiva said that both of Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos, or Shabbos comes before Yom Kippur. In both cases, one is not allowed to be makriv the carbon at night afterwards. They can't be makriv Shabbos to Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur to Shabbos. And even though the makor of this machlek is really based, the Gemara says is based on psukim, so the Taisi Santav explains that the way that they darshaned was based on the fact that, for example, the way Rabbi Shmuel darshan was based on the fact that Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Kippur. And that's why the drushes that Rabbi Shmuel used favored Shabbos and allowed one to be makiv the chelve Shabbos on Matzah Shabbos, even though it was on Yom Kippur, but not vice versa. And Rabbi Akiva also agreed that Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Kippur, because it is a chiv skilo. Rather, Rabbi Akiva still didn't have that fact that the Shabbos more machmer affect the drushes of the psukim. So it was just looked at that the psukim made them similar, legabe this inyan of being makriv, the chelev of the next night, that one cannot do it, whether it's Shabbos to Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur to Shabbos.